customs and values. What do you value? What practices, also known as customs, do you like? What customs would you like to see changed? And the beauty of it is we have people across all ethnic lines who see unfairness, injustice, and they'd like to see those customs changed. Republicans and Democrats, further apart on the top priorities for Congress and the president. When you take a look at the environment, about 61% of Democrats say that they're worried about climate change. Only 15% of our Republican leaders, of Republicans, say the same. And this despite the fact that the scientific evidence is clear and overwhelming. There is a problem with climate change. An even larger share of Democrats, 70%, predict the condition of the environment will get worse in the next 30 years. Only 43% of Republicans agree. And that's very interesting. 43% of Republicans agree that the condition of the environment will get worse in the next 30 years, but only 15 of Republicans say that they're very worried about climate change. Top priorities for the future, very, very different between those two major parties. Among all adults, healthcare and increased spending on education top the list of policies that the public believes the federal government should enact in order to improve the quality of life for future generations. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about improving the quality of life. Yet, the top three Republican priorities, reducing the number of undocumented immigrants, despite the fact that it has been demonstrated that immigrants help this country's economy. The top three Republican priorities, reducing the number of undocumented immigrants, cutting the national debt, and avoiding tax increases. And remember, experts have been telling us for years and years that one of the best ways to develop a sound national economy is to increase taxes, to have the right mix of tax increases and reduced spending. Reducing spending in the right places and by the right amounts, and increasing taxes in the right places and by the right amounts. The experts keep telling us year after year after year. It is not ignorance. You know, I've mentioned to you before that when our political leaders lead us over a cliff, we need to be asking, did they do that through ignorance because they just didn't know any better? Or is it because they knew better, but that was the way they wanted to take us anyway? Either way, they've led us over the cliff. But ladies and gentlemen, we have enough evidence to conclude that ignorance is not the real reason that some of our politicians keep making bad decisions that keep hurting Americans. Despite the fact that the experts have been telling us over and over, and again, including and maybe most strikingly in recent history, when President Obama was trying to bring this nation, and the Democrats were trying to bring this nation out of the Great Recession, they kept saying, the best way to build a strong economy is to have the right mix of tax increases and reduced spending, both occurring in the right places at the right amounts. That's what they kept telling us. The Republicans kept insisting we will not even entertain the idea of increasing taxes. We're only going to be willing to look at reduced spending. And they're not even in the right places. Despite all the mess that keeps causing, all the pain that keeps causing, the top three Republican priorities are reducing the number of undocumented immigrants, cutting the national debt, and avoiding tax increases. And those don't even appear among the Democrats' highest five priorities. For the Democrats, top three, dealing with climate change, which experts keep telling us if it doesn't happen, if we don't deal with climate change, we're going to pay a heavy price down the road. So Democrats have made dealing with climate change, reducing the gap between rich and poor, and increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, their top priorities. Those don't make the GOP's top five list. Providing high-quality health care and increasing spending on education are top priorities for each party, though larger shares of Democrats than Republicans rank these issues as top priorities. While the two parties hold similar views on a number of issues, one area of agreement stands out. Majorities of both parties agree that the country will be more politically divided in 2050 than it is today. 72% of Americans expect, and by the way, that could never be good. One nation, under God, indivisible, is becoming more and more divided every month, every year. More and more divided. And unfortunately, as the division increases, hostility and malice increase also. And as hostility and malice increase, the readiness to act out that hostility and that malice increases. This isn't just about having different views about issues, ladies and gentlemen. This also has to do with how unwilling, how more unwilling Americans are becoming when it comes to living with each other, acting out the hostile and malicious feelings that are experienced. Where will that have us by 2050? 72% of Americans expect that older adults will be less prepared financially for retirement in 2050 than they are today. 83% predict that most people will have to work into their 70s in order to afford to retire, which essentially means they won't be able to afford to retire. Not if they will have to work into their 70s. 78, 79 years old, still working. What are the chances that they will get to a point where they'll be able to retire? The public's forecast for the future of the Social Security system, very grim. Among those who are not yet retired, 42% expect to receive no Social Security benefits when they leave the workforce. Another 42% anticipate that benefits will be reduced from what they are today. What about the standard of living for families in 2050? Do you suppose it will get better? Do you suppose it will get worse? Do you think it will get much better? Do you think it will get much worse? Or only slightly better, or only slightly worse? Remember now, we have seen a pattern where those who want things to get better continue to want things to get better, and they'd like to see significant improvement. Whereas those who want things to get worse are pushing hard to make things much worse. It is not by accident that despite the fact that the cost of getting a college education keeps rising tremendously, you have folks who are wanting to take steps to make it harder and harder for people to get financial aid. What can we do to let some of life's best moments come through us?